Today, I want to talk about the differences in the ideas of mastery between men and women. And this is not as clear-cut as other biological imperatives of the genders, because there are plenty of lazy men with no work ethic, and there's a handful of hyper-productive women who really excel over some of their male peers in certain areas. But this is more of a general sense of how the biology of women affects their productivity. And that's mainly because they have the ultimate golden parachute. They have that opportunity to be submissive. And as a man, you don't really have that in general. You don't have that escape option if you fail. You are left with the sum of your duties and the result of the amount of work you put in and the dedication you have, putting in those extra hours, putting in that extra effort. You know, and there's no guarantee you will excel, because you know at the end of the day, you have to make it yourself in this world. And women, they can attempt that. They can play office with their diversity hires and pretend they have some kind of semblance of importance in the workplace. But as soon as they get bored, or as soon as they face failure, and they don't have that work ethic that is built through time, through effort, through failing repeatedly and working up from nothing and building a foundation, because they don't have that, that's why you see women constantly dropping out of the workforce in certain areas. They give these women seats in medical classes for them to drop out and become mothers within the decade. And, you know, men could have taken those seats in those colleges, and it applies to every industry. You know, the turnover rate for teaching is incredibly high, and that's a female-dominated profession. So I'm sure you can draw the conclusions there. Women don't have the same work ethic because they have that golden parachute, knowing that no matter what happens, you could become submissive. You could just fall back and become a traditional housewife if you tried and you didn't succeed. That alters your mindset when you do things, when you approach things. You approach it not on 100% dedication, because you have that card in your back pocket to play at any time you want. At any time you feel uncomfortable and the stress is too much, you can bail out. And that applies to so many things in their mentality, but specifically in regards to their productivity, it's the main reason why they can never reach the heights of men, because they don't push themselves, because they know they don't have to. They've never had to, and they never will have to, because men will always come and pick up the pieces for them. No matter how big of a mess they make, we will always be there to pick up the pieces. And they know that. Instinctually, they know that. And no one wants to say it, but that's the truth. So why would you push yourself if you can rely on a get-out-of-jail-free card if you fail, and someone else can fix your mistakes? Would you ever truly succeed in that environment when you're never truly pushed? And some guys wish for that life. A lot of guys wish they could have it easy like women. And I disagree completely, because with that trial and tribulation, you become infinitely better in all aspects. And if you were raised in that same environment that they are, where they have so many escapes from responsibility and accountability, then you would end up as broken as these women are. And I don't think you'd really want that. If you sat down and thought to yourself, do I want that? Because there's a difference, you know, between wanting an easy life, an enjoyable life, and being lazy. Okay? I realized I didn't want to slave away and be a wage slave. But that doesn't mean I don't push myself. I may take roads that are less demanding, but I make that decision so I could push myself in my own personal life. You know, these people go to work and come home, and that's all they do. They live to work. And I don't live to work. That doesn't mean I don't know how to work. And there's a big difference there. You know, women don't want to work. Now they're forced to work because of the dual income necessity. And they can't settle for any lower income because hypergamy rules their instincts. They can't marry down on the economic table. They have to marry across or up. And they don't want to work. So obviously you can picture that huge mess that they have to navigate every day. And it's honestly quite funny, because if they had any semblance of introspection, they'd be able to get out of it. But they can't, because it's not in their toolkit. They don't have that toolkit. And so any guys I see wishing for the diversity quotas and the easy path that women have, no, you don't, because that would destroy you. That would corrupt you. Yes, it's one-sided. Yes, it's corrupt. Yes, it's in their favor. That we can agree with, obviously, and that's wrong and that should never exist. But I would never wish for the easy life of a woman where I can just do whatever I want, make mistakes, and then have someone else clean up my mess and then just ghost, just disappear. I pop my golden parachute and I leave. You know, that's cowardice and that's lacking accountability. And that's not something that builds character when you have that. Don't wish for the easy life, you know? Wish for the strength to face your challenges. Doesn't mean you have to kill yourself. You're not on the plantation. You're not a wage slave. Those of you who don't have children or don't have child support to pay, you know, live your life, enjoy your life. You don't live to work, but have discipline. And discipline doesn't mean going to work 9 to 5 wage slave, you know? You can put discipline to work for yourself. And that's something that a lot of people don't understand, men included. So learn to work for yourself. It doesn't even have to be financially. Just being in a better place of mind, having a healthier body, being a better person, well-rounded, hobbies, all that stuff. That's discipline. That takes discipline to become that. And misusing your work ethic and letting someone else take advantage of that isn't something that's good, in my opinion. It's good to make a living for yourself and take care of yourself and provide for yourself and take pride in your work. Whatever it is, whatever job you have, you take pride in it, but you have to use those character building skills for yourself. Whereas women, they sit on their ass, they come home from a day of work and they watch Netflix and they sit on the couch and eat ice cream and fast food. And they stay up late and then they go to work tired and then repeat 5 days a week. And then come the weekend, let me go party and live for the weekend and be miserable and whore myself out and then repeat the week. That's enslavement. There's no growth there. They have no discipline because they were never meant to have discipline in that area. And you're seeing the disastrous results. So keep your head up. Don't wish for easy things and learn to apply discipline in a way that benefits you.
YouTube does not approve of our conversations. Hermit's channel has been demonetized since its creation and now its growth is being throttled. Let's enjoy this moment of MGTOW for as long as we can, but the show will always continue on our Discord server. It truly is one of the last male spaces. No thoughts allowed. And finally, if you would like to experience the future, head over to the Dollhouse. You can use the affiliate code in the description. The Dollhouse has something for every man. You can even get a replica of me, Hermit's waifu. See you on the next video.